This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
On the Brekkie Show, 98.9, it's that time of the morning. We talk to our favourite doctor, and that's not Dr. Dre, it's Dr. Jonathan Leach. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Dr. J.
Dr. J, yeah, that's your rapper's name. It's Rapper Friday too. This is it's just what we do. So welcome, Dr. J.
Thank you.
T-Olive, you want to start us off? Tolive, sorry.
Thank you very much. Get it right. Now, we've had a few cases come out yesterday.
Yep.
Obviously, the ones that were here for just 24 hours, so we spoke about them yesterday and you said they didn't look like too much of a concern, but that other truckie and the family, what are you thinking?
Yeah, well, so the family event, we've got some news that they've tested negative, which is really good.
Which is great. That's a good news story.
The risk is pretty low, and I think they're allowing the school to reopen on Monday. It's a pupil-free day today, so it's probably good for a few more days. I think that's probably quieting down. The truckie, so the story with that, I think they're still trying to contact him to find contact tracing locations. He came up from Sydney and then went back to New South Wales and tested positive in one of his routine tests. So when they're doing these routine tests a number of times each week, and so they don't have to isolate while they're waiting for a result like you do if you've got symptoms.
Yep.
So he was still sort of active in the community while he was waiting for a result, which is perfectly fine. That's sort of the protocols. So it does suggest that he was not symptomatic when he had the test, as we're sort of saying yesterday, might happen with the other truckie. So I think that makes it a pretty low risk, but you know, there are some contact tracing locations. I think they added two or three in Beenleigh yesterday. So people check the Beenleigh Marketplace and the Total Tools, I think, Monday. Just gone.
Now, Dr. Jonathan, we've got Chris in the building as well. So if you hear another voice, that would be him as well.
You can call him Migloo.
Yeah, Migloo Chris. For the health minister came out yesterday and someone did ask a question in the media and said, should we be worried about that? And she was sort of on the cusp of like, yeah, we should be a little bit concerned. We just want to, you know, cover all our bases. Sometimes she makes me nervous. How does it?
She's unpredictable.
Well, the question is, you know, could this jeopardise, you know, and go back into another lockdown? That's the question I suppose Queenslanders and Brisbaneites, you know, would want the answer to.
Yeah, I had others ask me that yesterday, and it is very hard to predict. I was probably leaning towards, I don't think this is looking like a lockdown yesterday, and it's always day to day, isn't it? You know,
what
cases. I feel like if there's another one case that's linked, it'll probably be a lockdown because. Yep. You know, then we just need some time to sort out and make sure we're safe. And I think that tends to be what Queensland authorities do. I think if some testing today and tomorrow is all clear, then we should be okay.
And Dr. Jonathan, there's been a bit of talk in the media, maybe a certain premier of a certain Sunshine State doing a bit of scaremongering about kids aged 0 to 12. You know, obviously, if you're a parent of a young kid out there, you know, there's no vaccination for them at this stage anywhere in the world. But do you have a message to those parents, you know, about, you know, if they are worried about, you know, what if my kid catches COVID?
Yeah, I think this is a tricky one. I think we do need to kind of have a bit of a check into the data, and I think that side of it, I agree with the Premier that it's important that we look at what's happened overseas when there are bigger numbers of cases, the US, for example. There is this rare condition, multi-inflammatory system thing that can affect kids and teenagers. So I think there is that. It is rare, though. I think the overall reassurance is that COVID in kids, it seems to be transmitting more with Delta, so they're probably more likely to get it, but extremely rare to get any serious illness from it. But there are some kids ending up in hospital from COVID, you know, a small percentage.
Is that more scary for them to be able to transmit it, though, Dr. Jonathan? Like, you know, from that 0 to 12 months, like Migloo Chris just said, you know, I don't want to sound too full on, but are we ever going to get to a stage that, you know, kids are going to have to wear a mask for, you know, getting around so they don't transmit? I, like, that's just, you know, I don't know if that's a normal question, but I thought I'd just ask.
Yeah. I mean, they are transmitters, and they're typically big transmitters of respiratory infections. Everyone knows that. If you had young kids and they go to daycare, they pick up stuff and bring it home, and you're sick sort of feels like every month through winter. I think from things like masks, I guess the rule is under 12, you don't have to, but I think there's lots of kids who are, you know, especially sort of primary school age, who are able to and happy to wear a mask, and I see that sort of out and about, and I think that's great, you know, encourage them, they'll get kind of used to doing that. But, you know, if they really can't, they can't, and that's fine too.
I know, my three-year-old nephew, he's got a really cool tiger mask, which he loves.
Yeah, well,
he
I think it's wearing. A game for them. Get you know, they might cool think mask. It's a game for them, right, Dr. Jonathan? They might that's think this right, is a cool right. thing to do, you know, and little do they know, they're helping everyone.
They probably feel like they're missing out. I feel like, well, they all get to wear masks.
Yeah, true. You know what, actually, in saying that, I actually felt a bit, you know, when there was other, you know, countries wearing masks, I was like, oh, you know, I'd run a mask for a little bit. Now I'm over it, but, you know, at the start.
Now I'm like, no, thank you.
but it's all for good. Yeah,
the other strong message to parents really is, I guess, the under-12s can't get vaccinated, but anyone 12 and up can. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you can do to protect your kids is to get yourself vaccinated. It's not perfect, but it definitely does help. Stops you from getting sick and then potentially being away from them too. But even the transmission, there is probably some impact.
Yeah, a few scares, obviously, but coming into a weekend, we've got a lot of things going on in the weekend. Obviously, there's still a lot of rugby league happening and, you know, some
AFL. So there won't be a lockdown yet.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, Dr. Jonathan, what we got to do is, you know, as a state to make sure, just to remind everyone, what do we got to do to make sure that we're, you know, being safe?
Mm. Yeah, so look at those contact tracing locations and get tested if you need to. If you've got any symptoms at all, and I think especially on the Gold Coast where and sort of Logan area, go and get tested as early as possible. Keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and, you know, keeping yourself healthy and exercising and eating all the good foods as well. All that stuff keeps your immune system good and your brain healthy too.
Beautiful. God bless you, mate. Thanks for joining us on this Fresh Friday. We'll talk to you on Monday.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.